Hello and welcome to the Minimum Competence episode for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I'm your host for today, Andrew Leahy, a tax and technology attorney from New Jersey. On today's episode, we have OpenAI's legal team expansion, the GOP's Social Security reform clash with Biden, and the Trump campaign is spending a ton on legal fees. Let's remember, the past is a foreign country. They do things differently there. And read today's legal news. But first, a quick note. Is your company or firm hiring for legal roles? We'd love to circulate the listing among our podcast and newsletter audience. Send a quick note to contact@minimumcomp.com with a few details, and we'll be sure to circulate it among our erudite and discerning audience. Thanks. On this day in legal history, March 21st, 1965, a pivotal moment unfolded in the civil rights movement as Martin Luther King Jr. embarked on the historic Selma to Montgomery March in Alabama. This event, significant in its quest to combat racial discrimination and injustice, marked King's third attempt to lead a peaceful procession from Selma to the state capital of Montgomery. The march was a direct response to the systemic suppression of African-American voting rights, a cornerstone issue of the civil rights movement. It also came in the wake of a brutal police assault on peaceful demonstrators 3 weeks earlier, an incident that underscored the violent resistance faced by the movement in the Jim Crow South. Over the course of 5 days, the march swelled to over 25,000 participants, culminating on March 25th as they reached Montgomery. This gathering of individuals, united in their demand for justice and equality, represented a wide cross-section of America, illustrating the broad support for civil rights across the nation. The Selma to Montgomery March was more than a demonstration of resilience and solidarity. It was a catalyst for change. It drew national and international attention to the struggles faced by African Americans in the South and highlighted the urgent need for legislative action to protect their rights. In the months following the march, the momentum it generated contributed significantly to the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. This landmark legislation aimed to eliminate the legal barriers at the state and local levels that prevented African Americans from exercising their right to vote under the 15th Amendment. The march from Selma remains a testament to the power of peaceful protest and the enduring spirit of the civil rights movement. It exemplifies their struggle for justice and equality in the face of systemic oppression and reminds us of the ongoing journey toward a more inclusive and equitable society. As we reflect on this momentous day in legal history, we recognize the profound impact of the Selma to Montgomery March on the fabric of American law and society. It stands as a pivotal chapter in the narrative of the civil rights movement, one that continues to inspire generations to fight for justice and equality to this day. OpenAI, a leading company in the generative artificial intelligence sector, has significantly expanded its legal team by hiring Andrea Appella, a seasoned legal professional from Netflix, to oversee competition, regulatory, and policy issues in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. This move aligns with OpenAI's strategy to strengthen its legal department amidst growing scrutiny from regulatory bodies in the U.S. and EU, particularly concerning antitrust inquiries related to AI partnerships, notably with Microsoft. Appella's appointment is part of OpenAI's broader effort to recruit experienced lawyers from various sectors, including government, big law, and big tech, to navigate the complex legal landscape of AI technology. The company's focus on legal expertise underscores the importance of addressing the regulatory challenges and lawsuits it faces, highlighting the dynamic and evolving nature of AI law. Legal professionals joining companies like OpenAI at this pioneering stage not only stand to gain unique experience in a burgeoning field, but also potentially benefit financially, as involvement in groundbreaking legal issues in AI could offer significant career and economic advantages. OpenAI's aggressive talent acquisition, drawing from companies like Google and Airbnb, demonstrates its commitment so far to building a robust legal framework to support its ambitious growth plans and navigate the intricate regulatory environment it is sure to face. The Republican Study Committee, representing a significant portion of House Republicans, has proposed raising the Social Security retirement age as part of its fiscal 2025 budget plan, creating a direct conflict with President Joe Biden. This proposal includes adjusting the retirement age according to life expectancy and reducing benefits for high earners not close to retirement. President Biden, in contrast, has strongly opposed such changes, especially in the context of an election year, promising to block efforts to cut Social Security, Medicare, or increase the retirement age. The GOP's stance has varied, with former President Donald Trump expressing inconsistent views on entitlement reform. The Republican proposal aims for significant spending cuts on Social Security and Medicare, totaling near $3.7 trillion over a decade, positioning these adjustments as necessary for the program's long-term solvency without directly impacting those at or near retirement. Biden's counterproposal seeks to increase taxes on high earners to bolster Medicare and has previously supported gradual increases in the retirement age. The clash highlights a fundamental disagreement on the approach to entitlement reform, with Republicans pushing for a premium support model for Medicare and specific age adjustments for Social Security, while Biden focuses on tax adjustments to fund these programs. This debate underscores a broader political and ideological divide over how to ensure sustainability of critical entitlement programs amidst financial challenges. Generally speaking, Democrats are calling for higher taxes on high earners to pay for the programs, and Republicans are matching that call with a demand to cut funding to those programs by way of reducing the number of people that qualify. Save America, a fundraising group led by Donald Trump, significantly increased its legal spending to more than $5.5 million in February, marking the highest monthly expenditure on legal fees since the group's inception in 2020. This escalation in legal spending, up from nearly $3 million in January, has brought the total legal expenditures since the beginning of 2023 to over $55 million. These financial pressures come as Trump, facing four criminal trials and a notable civil fraud case in New York, competes for the U.S. presidency once more. Despite these challenges, Trump has secured the Republican nomination for the upcoming presidential election, setting up a potential rematch against Joe Biden. Scratch that, an inevitable rematch against Joe Biden. The financial disclosures reveal the impact of legal costs on Trump's campaign funds, with significant funds being redirected from campaign efforts to legal defenses. Notably, the main source of Save America's income in February was a $5 million refund from MAGA Inc., a super PAC that supports Trump. Save America also disclosed a debt exceeding $500,000 for legal consulting. Despite the fundraising gap between Trump and Biden, with Trump's campaign raising substantially less than Biden's, Trump's historical ability to win elections, despite being outspent, highlights the uncertain impact of fundraising disparities on election outcomes. And with that, I thank you so much for listening to Minimum Competence, your daily news podcast for lawyers. If you're looking for more than Minimum Competence, links to further reading on all the topics touched on today are in the show notes. Reviews go a long way towards helping new listeners to find our show. If you have a moment and can leave a rating or review on your podcast player, we'd sure appreciate it. And if you know someone that might be interested in a story we cover, consider sending them the episode. But remember, nothing here should be construed as legal advice, because it is certainly not that. Minimum Competence is available at minimumcomp.com and wherever you get your finely crafted podcasts. If you haven't checked out the website in a while, give it a look. There are complete transcripts and resources for each episode and its corresponding segments, as well as an opportunity to receive new episodes in email newsletter form. We'll see you back here tomorrow, and until then, remember, people are never so completely and enthusiastically evil as when they act out of misplaced moral conviction.